All right, good morning, everybody. We're doing Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. Shir, sponsored by Yitzway, CPA, always strives to make the results of your tax filings a good reason for a Chagiga and Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Yamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya. Breakfast, sponsored by Bagel Munch, Le'ilu Yunishma Shimon Ben Zaev, and Fega Bas Chaim. I drop to the Mishnah, Yud Zayin Amir Aleph. This is a Mishnah that we've seen before, actually, a couple of times. Beishama yomrim mevi'en shlamim ve'en somchim aleihem avalo olos. Ubeisela yomrim mevi'en shlamim ve'olos v'somchim aleihem. Now the issue over here is that Yom Tov, Domas Apta Chagiga is about that on the Chag, you're required to bring korbanos. You have a mitzvah aliyah l'regel, which carries with it a couple of obligations. You have to be there. You have to bring korban olas re'iyah and also a korban shlamim, shalmi chagiga. And the ola is an ola. So the rule of an ola is that you bring the ola and it's all karva on the mizbeach and you get nothing and there's no food. And a shlamim is mostly food and some of it gets on the mizbeach and a little bit goes to the kohan. So, you know, on Yontif, there's a difference between Yontif and Shabbos that on Yontif you're allowed to do Meleches Ochel Nefesh, as the Pasuk says. But while you're allowed to do Ochel Nefesh, there's a restriction that it not be necessarily for any kind of food. Then there are some limitations on what kind of food, Melechos, you're allowed to do. So partly, the issue here in our Mishnah is going to be about what are the parameters of the limitations on the heter of Ochel Nefesh. In particular, the question is that the Chumash requires that you bring these korbanos. But if you're supposed to bring these korbanos, you're supposed to be bringing them even though it's Yontif? Because the Chumash says you have to bring it Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So is the expectation you're doing this on Yontif or on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed only exists for Pesach and Sukkot, but not for Shavuos. So what does the Chumash want you to do? What's the expectation? So there's a machlokas b'shem b'sil, but what is the regular routine that the Chumash requires that you do every Yontif? So b'sham I say that mevi'en shlamim ve'ein samchem aleihem avalo olos. You're not allowed to bring your olos re'iya on Yontif. So if you're going to make your appearance in the mikdash on Yontif, you're not going to be which would be the first day, and so you would figure that that's the proper time, that's the optimal time. You can't bring your olas re'iyah. You can't bring it beforehand, because that's not yet the chag. So you're going to have to come back again and bring the ola after Yantif is over, because according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to bring your olas re'iyah on Yantif. And Beis Shammai say you're allowed to bring your korban shlamim, your shalmei chagiga. That's what Bishamay hold. Mivi and Shlamim, even when you do that, you can't do smicha. Ve'ein somchem aleihem. That Bishamay hold, you can't do smicha. That would be not warranted on Yontif. Ava lo olos, and you can't bring your any olos. And Bishelo lomri, mivi and Shlamim, violos v'somchem aleihem. And Bishelo lomri, you tell you that you bring the regular korban olos, ri and shalmei chagiga, the normal way. Okay, in any case, the Gemara is going to explain what they're arguing about. Okay, at Tzeres Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. What happens when Shavuos falls on Friday? Well, we know that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a machlokis about what you would be doing on Shavuos. Shavuos is the one-day chag. If you're going to make an appearance in the Mikdash on Shavuos, according to Beis Shammai, you can only bring a Shalmei Chagiga. And according to Beis Hillel, you can bring all your korbanos. So Beis Shammai Amrim Yom Tavuach Achar HaShabbos. So Beis Hillel Amrim Ein Yom Tavuach Achar HaShabbos. Different girsos here. So what happens when Shavuos falls out on Friday? Well, if Shavuos is on Friday, then what? Then according to Beis Shammai, you can't bring your korbanos on Friday. You can't do it on Shabbos either. So you have to. So on Sunday you'd bring your olas re'iyah, right? So there's something sensitive about bringing your korbanos on the Sunday after Shavuos. This is a touchy time. So you'll see why. But the Yom Tavuach, which is the day of Shechita, the day when there's tons of korbanos, is going to be after Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel say there's no reason that it shouldn't be on Yontif itself. So you don't treat the Sunday as special as a Yom Tavuach. You'll see in a second what the implications are. Umodim, however, if it's Shabbos, what happens when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos? Umodim shim chali lios b'Shabbos. When Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, and everybody agrees you can't bring your korbanos on Shabbos, so then everybody agrees that you have to wait until the day after Shavuos. For remember, there's only one day Shavuos, so the day after Shavuos is when you have to bring all your korbanos. Shayom tavuach achar haShabbos, or tibuach achar haShabbos. Okay, so why is that so important? Well, what's important is the next line. Ein kohen gadol mislabesh bekelav. Umutaram behesped of etanis. Shalola kayem divra ha'omrim atzeres achar haShabbos. There was, at some time in history, there developed a group of Jews who broke off from regular traditional Jewish practice, and they maintained that the Chumash requires that Shavuos always fall on Sunday. And because that's what the Torah requires, that's the way this group held, so they, in full pious zeal, they tried to impose that as what happened actually for always. They always tried to make the Shavuos fall out on Sunday. It's the way they interpret the Psukim. And so, yeah, so we all did that's a misinterpretation of the Psukim. And so, and anyway, the point is that whenever a deviant sect maintains a certain practice that we're afraid is going to catch on, we, the Chazal, always do things to bend over backwards to resist that. And so, because of that, when Shavuos actually is on the Shabbos, and Sunday is going to be the day that we would have to do all the korbanos and everything, it gives the impression that we're really doing Shavuos on Sunday. So you don't want to give that impression. So it says a number of things that they put in place to try to make it clear that, well, we're doing the korbanos, but it's not Shavuos. So what are those things? So it says here, Ein Kohen Gadol mislabesh bekelav. The Kohen Gadol doesn't wear his begadim. So Rashi and Tosas have a machlokas about what that means. Rashi writes a funny thing. Rashi writes the Kohen Gadol, you know, when he's home roaming around in the house, he shouldn't wear nice clothes. He shouldn't wear nice clothes. He should wear work clothes. It's funny. Because if he's wearing nice clothes, then... Now, we're talking about on the Sunday after Shavuos, which is the day after Shavuos, which is nothing, regular day. But he shouldn't wear nice clothes. That's what Rashi says. Because if he was walking around in nice clothes, the people would look at the Kohen Gadol, focus on his wearing nice clothes, and infer that it's a special day, maybe it's like Yom Tov. Okay, I don't know. The Tosfos say, no, that's not at all what's going on. What's going on is this. We're talking about that the Kohen Gadol stays home from work, from the Beis HaMikdash on that day. He shouldn't show up to the Beis HaMikdash, because when the Kohen Gadol is roaming around, and then Tosfos gives you a whole interesting thing about what the Kohen Gadol do most of the time. Well, sometimes he would go into work in the Beis HaMikdash, and sometimes he wouldn't, but he would always be there on Yom Tov. So that was the point, was that Yom Tov always had the image. Anybody in the Mikdash or on Yom Tov would see Kohen Gadol there. And so he should not be there on the day after Shavuos. That's what Tosfos understand is going on here. All in order to make it clear that we're not buying into the tzaduki attitude of making Shavuos to fall out on Sundays all the time. In any case, and then it also says mutar behesped v'tanis, and you would be allowed to do hesped v'tanios if that should come up on the day after Shavuos. In order to emphasize this point, is that we don't treat it like it's a holiday, like a chag. Okay, Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Elazar Merboshia." The Gemara is saying clearly on Shavuos, according to the Beis Hillel, you could theoretically bring your korbanos fully on Shavuos. Shavuos is a one-day holiday, so you could bring your korbanos on Shavuos, the shlamim and the ola, unless it's Shabbos. And Beis Shammai hold that you can't. You're going to have to, anyway, for sure, bring your Olas Re'iyah after Shavuos, which is funny. That means that it's not on the Chag. It's not on Shavuos. Shavuos is a one-day Chag. So you're going to have to bring your Korban after Shavuos is over. And according to Beis Hillel, if it falls out on Shabbos, you're going to have to do that. And the reality is, let's say Shavuos falls out on during the weekend, Beis Hillel will allow you to bring your Korbanos. But if you couldn't, then can you make it up? So we know that there's a rule of Tashlum, and you could make up your Korban. If you couldn't bring it on the first day when you would want to, you bring it up the rest of the Chag. What about Shavuos when there is no rest of the Chag? The Chag ends early, so you have a week. So that's what this Gemara is pointing out. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Yizam Arayim, saying, Minayin liyatzeres sheyeshla tashlum in kol shiva. From where do you know that Shavuos has a tashlum? And tashlum means you could make up your korbanos even the week after Shavuos. Kol shiva, all 7 days, the whole week. Shenemar, bechaga matzos, bechaga shavuos, bechaga sukos. Makish, all three holidays are put in the same pasuk. That's a hekesh. And makish means that the Torah is comparing chaga shavuos le chaga matzos. We're putting shavuos together with Pesach. In what way? Ma chag hamatzos, yesh la tashlumin kol shiva. Ma chag hamatzos, what do you know about chag hamatzos? That it has what rule? That it has tashlumin for the whole week. Because chag hamatzos is a week long. So the whole week you get to bring your korbanos if you need to. And earlier in the Masechta, we also learned other implications of the week. You could bring additional supplemental korbanos, maybe for the rest of the week. So Shavuos also, even though it's only one day long holiday, but this Hekesh is telling me what the unexpected halacha, that even though Shavuos is over and it's behind you, but you still have the opportunity to bring the korbanos, and even the requirement to bring the korbanos if you haven't yet. So Yeshla Tashlumin Kol Shiva, but based on the Hekish. Gemara says, well, hold on, if we're really learning these things from the Hekish, Eima Makish Lachaga Sukos. So then why is it only 7 days? Because maybe the Eima Makish Lachaga Sukos. Maybe we should compare Shavuos to Sukkos, which would tell me what halacha. Machaga Sukos Yeshla Tashlumin Kol Shimona. Avchaga Shavuos Yeshla Tashlumin Kol Shimona. Well, that would tell me that I get 8 days, meaning the Shavuos itself plus seven to make up my korbanos. That's an extra day. So in other words, why did the drasha, the hekish of Shavuos, have to be made to Pesach, which gives me only a 7 day window? Why don't make it to Sukkot, which has an 8 day window, because Sukkot is a day longer because of Shmini Atzeres? That's what the Stam Gemara is now asking. So the Gemara answers at first, well, no, that's different, because Shmini is regel b'fnei atzmo. The 8th day of Sukkah, Shmini, what we call Shmini Atzeres, is regel b'fnei atzmohu. Because it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, presumably you don't get to compare it to Shavuos. Okay, it's like Chagas Sukkos that does not include Shmini Atzeres. So that's only 7 days also. Gemara says, that's not true. To what extent do we consider Shmini Atzeres regel b'fnei atzmo? Eimor di amri Shmini regel b'fnei atzmo, hani mili inyan pezer keshep. That's only for these 6 things. Pei and Zion and Resh and Kuf and Shin and Beis. Rashi goes through each of these things over here. Tosis goes through their version of these things. Most of them are common. But there are some interesting questions here about what's the base of bracha, what's the pay is pious. Okay, in any case, the resh of regel is a whole question. Which one is, what does the regel stand for? So pay is pious b'fnei atzmo, zayin is zman, you say shechianu. You don't say shechianu on the last day of Pesach, but you do on Shmini Atzeres to reflect that it's a, that you say a zman. Resh is regel b'fnei atzmo. Rashi makes it sound like it's only about the name. In the tefillah, what word do you say when you get up to the b'yom blank hazeh? So is it Sukkos or is it something else? So it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, it's a different name. Tosis has a whole different thing here, I think, about Avelis. That it's Medoche Avelis, yeah. And in other words, that we say that the regel is mevatel avelos that you're up to, but the seventh day of Pesach is just part of Pesach. But if the avel we learned is in Shiva when Sukkot begins, then the first days of Sukkot cancel, terminate the Shiva. It accrues a number of days towards the Shloshim, and then what happens with Shmini Atzeres? So it says here, Shmini Atzeres is a regel of Shmini Atzmot to count to eliminate the rest of Shloshim, even I think. It doesn't just add days, I think it actually terminates. I'm not sure if it adds 7 days towards the Shloshim or if it actually terminates the Shloshim. In any case, that to that sense, okay. And then Kuf is Korbanos. It doesn't fit into the series. There's a whole pattern of Korbanos on the other days of Sukkot, but Shmini Atzeres doesn't continue the pattern. And Shin and Beis. Shin is, it has its own Shir Shel Yom. And Beis, Bracha. Bracha, Rashi says Bracha just refers to the Bracha that you say you give to the Melech. Other possibilities for what Bracha refers to. Maybe that's the thing that it gets its own wording, its own name. Within the bracha of the davening. Okay, in any case, it doesn't relate to the question of tashlumin. And if that's the case, then the Gemara here is saying that you ought to have included the possibility of Shmini Atzeres within the drasha to compare Sukkot to Shavuos, in which case we're back to our question, why aren't we learning the Hekesh that you get 8 days for Shavuos? Gemara says, "Well, in Tashlumin the Rishon who." Gemara said, "This none." But we know that for Tashlumin purposes, you can do your Tashlumin on Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres. This none, like it says in the Mishnah, "Mishelo Chag b'yom Rishon b'yom Tefar Rishon shel Chag." If you didn't bring your Karbanos on the first day of Sukkos, Chogeg es kol haregel kulo v'yom Tov Achron, you get all Sukkos long, including Shmini Atzeres. So if that's true, we're back to our question, why don't we make the drasha to include Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara answers, because you know why? Because tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. Because if you grab too much, you don't get it. If you grab a little, you get it. So Rashi interprets the expression we know. I mean, we know that that would, yeah, that we would consider that to be what it's saying. It's saying that if you try to grab too much, then you may not get anything. This is not really exactly what Rashi is saying here, but anyway, I don't care. Whatever this means, it means this: when it comes to making a drasha, and you have the prerogative to make drashos two ways, one way that would be a larger chiddush, and one way that would be a smaller chiddush, the policy is you can't make the drasha that's going to big you the bigger chiddush. You must only limit your drasha to the smaller chiddush. That is what this policy means in this context and other places where it's used. That's what it means. It means that you can only make a drasha that's going to give you the smaller of the chiddushim that you have the choice to make. Which I always point out, which is still remarkable, that we have policies of drasha making as if the Tanaim had the discretion, the opportunity to make a drasha they want, and they had the authority to make drashas that they want, and therefore they could use their own discretion, and now we have policies that guide their drasha making, as opposed to what some people would understand, which is the drasha simply show sources for the known halachos. In other words, if the halacha were known that it was a 7 day of Tashlumin, then you would show it comes from this connection to Chag HaMatzos. And there wouldn't be any discussion of, but wait a minute, why don't you make a drasha to Chag HaSukkos? That would just not back up the known halacha. And so it doesn't seem to be that the system operates that way. All right, in any case, so now the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. If that's the way this goes, then what was the point of comparing, putting Chag HaSukkos into that pasuk? Elo lema yilchasa kaser rachmana l'chag HaSukkos. Gemara says, le'akushe l'chag HaMatzos, to make a different halacha, different hekesh, Sukkos to Pesach, ma'chag HaMatzos ta'on lina, chag HaSukkos ta'on lina. It's telling me a different rule, that just as the pasuk explicitly requires that you remain in Yerushalayim the day after you brought your korban, meaning your korban Pesach, and your regular korban Hachag. You can't just leave during the first day. So that's true about Sukkos as well. Afaga Sukkos Ta'on Lina. Ta'on Lina. Motza'e Yantif. Rashi says the Lina is only Motza'e Yantif. You have to wait at night. You can't leave that night. Lina means you have to stay over until the next day. So if you bring your Karbanos, let's say on the first day of Pesach, you can't leave. Well, it's Yantif, so you can't leave. But Motza'e, you're not allowed to pack up and leave Motza'e Yantif. You have to wait till the second day. That's told explicitly about Pesach, and now we're being told that that's true also for Sukkos. Ay v'hasa min alanin. How do you know that you have to wait until the next day on Pesach? D'chsiva fanisa v'boker v'halachta v'yitliya holacham. That's what the pasuk says. Rashi and Tosfos have a lot to say here about this whole question, partly because there's a general rule about all korbanos that you need to have lina. So what exactly was unique to these korbanos? All right. In any case, Tanan, okay, Mishnah. Atzeres shachalios erev Shabbos. This is back to our Mishnah. Let's examine our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if Shavuos falls on Friday, v'shama yomrim yom tavuach achre Shabbos, okay, that's the Gersa. So what happens when Shavuos is on Friday? You can't bring all your korbanos on Friday, so you're going to have to bring them on Sunday. Not on Shabbos either, obviously, but on Sunday. And you don't have. So Gemara says, what does that mean? My love, ein la yom tavuach klal. What does it mean? It means that you don't have korbanos. You don't have a yom tavuach, a yom tibuach. You don't bring your korbanos at all. Doesn't make any sense. Or, as Rashi says, if you didn't do your korbanos on the first day, you wouldn't be able to make them up at all. That doesn't make any sense either. Well, the Gemara says, nah, that's not what's going on. She'ein etzricha yom tavuach. It doesn't need a yom tavuach. Wait a second, then what's it saying? No, it's just telling me to make Rivina and Biyomei. So then the Gemara says, well, hold on a minute. I don't need to be told that. But we already knew that that was explicitly what they fought about. In other words, this is not an additional machlokes. This just seems to be the same machlokes. Why is it being presented as a new thing? But that's what it said explicitly, was that you can bring your korbanos on the first day. So the whole question about when is Yom Tibuach or Tavuach, that's not a new thing. That seems to be a consequence of simply their policy of bringing korbanos on Yantif. Gemara says, not necessarily, no, Tzricha. Well, not necessarily, because it might matter. It might make a difference, because regular years, when Shavuos is some other day of the week, if you didn't bring your korban the first day, you can bring it the next day. But when it's on Friday, and there's a Shabbos that follow the next day, maybe things should be different. Okay, so now we're going to have to see, what does Beis Shammai hold about this case, and what does Beis Hillel hold? So let's see. If you just told me that on a normal year, when let's say Shavuos is on a Tuesday or Wednesday, so maybe Ba'aka Amri Beis Shammai, maybe they don't let you bring your korbanos on the first day because you'll bring it tomorrow. Amri Beis Shammai Yishim De'ev Shalemachar. But when it's Friday, Hacha Eima Moda Lehula Beis Hillel. So then maybe they would agree, they would concede to Beis Hillel that maybe you have to bring your korbanos on the first day. So that's why we're being told, no, that they hold it's Sunday. In other words, no, you can't bring your korbanos on Friday, despite the fact that the second day is Shabbos. V'yesh mo'inan b'ha, b'ha ko'amri Beis Hillel mishem de lo efsher. And if all you told us was that when Shavuos is Friday, Beis Hillel let you bring your korbanos on Friday, Maybe that's only because the next day would be Shabbos and there's kind of a special dispensation in that case. Yesh mo'inan b'ha b'ha k'armi b'yis hilam mishum d'lo v'efshelam machar. Aval b'ha, but a regular year, then you could just not bring your korban on the first day, bring it on the second day. B'ha eim amodah l'beis shamay. So that's why it's richa. So that's why you have to be told that a regular year or when Shavuos is Friday, b'sham b'yis hilam consistently hold that b'yis shamay say, at least according to the version of the Mishnah, There are Gemara elsewhere and over here gives you in Brisas different versions of what Beis Shammai really held. But anyway, the version of the Mishnah is that Beis Hillel held, you're allowed to bring your Korbanos on, all of your Korbanos, the Olas and the Shlamim on Yantif, and Beis Shammai don't allow you to bring your Ola. All right. In any case, Tashma, new Brice. Let's see. Usually Tashmas are going to try to bring up something that relates to the discussion from earlier to see whether we can resolve some either open question or maybe to reopen a question. So let's see. Tashma, Mishalo Chag Shivas Yemei HaPesach, Vishmonis Yemei HaChag, V'yom Tov Rishon Shel Atzeres. There's a Braisa. Braisa says that if you have not brought your Korbanos, Chag is the Korban Chagiga Korban, Shivas Yemei Pesach and Shmonis Yemei Chag, meaning throughout the entire Pesach, the entire Sukkos, and the first day, the one day of Shavuos, Shuv Eino Chogeg. So this Braisa sounds like that's all you get, and you don't have any time, you cannot bring any, your Korbanos Chagiga anymore. So that's funny, because Shavuos is being described over here as one day, and that's your whole window. Where it says, "My love, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres," doesn't it sound like it's the one day of Atzeres and that's it? Where it says, "Well, hold on, no, that can't be, because it must not be referring to that one day. It must be like this: Lo Yom Tibuach. It means that the day where you have the opportunity to bring your korban, namely, it's the must be the next day.
Meaning you're not getting 7 days."
Well, that's what it seems like here. It's considering the possibility you only get one day. In other words, Ihachi nifshot mina dechad yom tibuach. That sounds like it's only one day. So like it goes against what we just said earlier about the 7 days. Where it says, yeah, I guess that's true. So it must be that it's not yom tibuach. It must be yemei. Ema yemei tibuach. It must be the days of. Okay, so then it didn't say anything. Bryce just said, and the window closes after the week of Pesach and the week of Sukkos and the week of Shavuos. All right. Tashma, the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amra Torah. Okay, so Rabba Bar Shmuel, the Amora, quotes the following Bryce. He says, Amra Torah Mane Yamim V'Kadesh. Mane Yamim. The Kadesh Chodesh. Mane Yamim, Rashi says Shloshim Yam. The Kadesh Chodesh Limusafin. And Kadesh what? That month? Mane Yamim. What's going on over here?
Count 30 days and then bring the Rosh Chodesh.
Is that what it's saying? Mane Yam V'Kadesh Atzeres. And count days. And then make the Chag Shavuos. Days of Sfiras HaOmer.
It sounds like it's comparing, like, bringing from one Chodesh to the next. From Pesach. The second day of Pesach until...
Well, the first question is, what's the context of this? Where did the Torah say Mane Yom V'Kadesh Chodesh? So Tosfos say, I don't know. Tosfos doesn't say that anywhere, and they just try to change the gears over here. It doesn't seem to be saying that anywhere. What does the pasuk ever say? Mane Yamim and Kadesh Chodesh.
Yeah, especially because the Rosh Chodesh could either be 29 or 30 days.
So maybe it's a different kind of a thing. Maybe it's something else. It's like Mane Shanim, V'Kadesh Yovel. In other words, the Chumash says, Count Safarta Lecha, Sheva Shabbos Hashem, Sheva Shem Hashem, Pamim, Sheva Tesha V'Yarboim Shana, and then the next thing that you get to is Kodesh. That's the whole context. The context is, The Chumash says you count units, and then the next one is wholly of the same unit of length of the thing that you're counting that leads up to the Yom Kadosh. So when it's years, right, count 6 years, and then the next thing is a year, that's Shemitah year. Count 49 years, and then the next thing is a year of Yovel. Count, and then what happens for Shavuos? What happens for Shavuos? There's a Sefiras HaOmer. So let's see what it says here. Amar Torah Manei Yom Mekadesh Chodesh and Manei Yom Mekadesh Atzeres. Aha. So it says here, the Chumash describes count 49 days, and then the next thing is Kadosh, meaning Shavuos. Machodesh Leminuyah, Vafatzeres Leminuyeh. My love, so let's see. My love, Gomar Mechodesh, Machodesh Yom Echad, Vafatzeres Yom Echad. So at first, we're trying to understand, what is this brisa getting at? It's getting at that there's, that just as counting the days is only one day, one unit, so then for Shavuos, and that's the point of this, is that Shavuos would only exist as one day. Anyway, that seems from the Psukim explicit that's one day, but I guess the point is that that's the full totality of what you get for Shavuos is one day. The Rava says, that can't be what's going on. V'tispera, atuatzeres, yome maninan, shavui lo maninan. That can't be, because just look at the next pasuk. Pasuk says you have to count Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, tisperlach. You count Shavuot, you count Sefiras HaOmer 7 weeks. And if you count 7 weeks, then the implication would be that Shavuos would be a week long. And v'homer Abaye, and Abaye explained, mitzvah l'mimni yomi, dechsev tisperlach mishiyom, mitzvah l'mimni shavuot, dechsev Shiva Shavuos, tisperlach. Abaye says, they're both mitzvos that are required for you to do in your mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer. Namely, you have to count the days, 49 of them, and you have to count the weeks, 7 weeks of them. V'yod chag Shavuos k'siv. And also, and besides, the pasuk, it actually names the holiday Shavuos, the holiday of weeks. So, what is all this getting at? So what is all this getting at? Let's see. And the Bei Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kana, Braisa continues to say, or another opinion here in this Braisa, is Amar Kro, Krasem ubekutzrechem. Krasem be'etzem izem mikra kodesh, ubekutzrechem is kitzirat zechem. What's the implication? What is the implication? Takore mikra kodesh v'kotzer. So mikra kodesh and a katsir. Eza chag shata kore v'kotzer bo aviyam ezechag atzeres. Plus it describes what happens at the end of this year's Omer time. It says, and ukrasem on the 50th day a chag, and you have to harvest. So what's that all about? Which holiday are you harvesting on? That's atzeres, that's Shavuos. But Amos, but when is that happening? Elima biyantif? What, is this happening on Shavuos itself? That's not possible. Because why? Because biyom tov mishari. Katsira biyom tov mishari, you're allowed to harvest on yom tov itself. We know you're not. It's not even included in the yochel nefesh hater. Elolav l'tashlumin. So obviously it's not referring to that this is the routine that you're supposed to harvest on Shavuos. So it must be saying like this, right after the Chag, then you go and harvest. What are we harvesting, incidentally, anyway? Well, the context of it, I think, is not harvesting. It's talking about the mitzvah of Peah. So just saying, when you get back to your harvest afterwards. So how quickly are you going to be able to do that? One day afterwards? I think it's all part of that same point. So, elalav l'tashlumin. So it must be not telling me the day itself. It must be, or something for Kodesh, din tashlumin. Mutarim b'melacha. So it's trying to kind of weave the heter melacha with the kedushas hazman. That because we are counting days, I don't know what to do with this last bit over here. I don't know what to do with this last bit. I know that middle bit there about calling Sefiras HaOmer with days and with weeks. That's telling me this principle, that there's an aspect of Shavuos that's a day long, right? That's the holiday and it's the mitzvah of your Chagiga in general. But then it's a week long, not with respect to Yisr Malacha, but with respect to Tashlomen. In other words, we actually can maintain that the units of the count are preserved in the Zman of that's Kadosh, at the end of the count. So you have Shavuos that lasts for a day and for a week. To what extent is it a week long that you can bring your Kavanas for the whole week after? Now what's this next Rasha? It's also confirming the same concept. Something about how the build-up to Shavuos also tells me that when Shavuos comes, it's going to remain Kadosh, but you're also going to have a Heter Malacha. So to some extent, the Kedusha is going to linger, and to some other extent, the Yisr Malacha is off. So the same type of a thing. It's that it's describing how there's going to be the opportunity for Tashlumin on Shavuos even after the holiday, the Yisr Malacha of the holiday is over, and that's confirming the same view, the same idea, the same principle that Shavuos carries with it a week of Tashlumin afterwards. This drasha keeps going. So hold on, it says, and the bay rebels of Yaakov Tana, Amar Kro Krasam Uvikutzrachem. That's impossible. So it's telling me that there's an aspect of Shavuos that's krasem, namely it's Mikra Kodesh, it's a Zman of, has Kedusha, sort of, it's a Mikra Kodesh, but it doesn't have any Yisra Malacha. So that must mean that some aspect of Shavuos extends even past the day of Shavuos. I love the Teshlumin. Oh, this is what's going on. Okay, so I think that's the end of that drasha. Now the Gemara says, well, now we have multiple drashos that are telling me pretty much the same thing, which is a dimension of Shavuos is one day long, and a dimension of Shavuos is more is a week long. So Yachal Gav, the Itmar the Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Oshia, even though we had the Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Oshia pasuk, which is which one? The Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Oshia pasuk. Which one was that one? That one that we just did? Which one is that? Amud Aleph?
It's the first one.
The first one? About the Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos. So even though we're making a Hekesh, so we already knew that there was a week of Tashlumin from the Hekesh. The Afal Gav, the Itmar, the Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Oshia, still, Itzrech, the Rebbe Elazar and Yaakov. We still need to have this Braisa to tell me about Tashlumin from this other Pasuk. Because let's see why. The Imid Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Oshia Hava Mina Matashlumin Shel Chaga Matzos Aser Besias Melacha. Av Tashlumi Yatzeres Naami Aser Besias Melacha. Maybe I would have had the impression that the Hekesh is more powerful, more potent than you realize, and it's dragging an Iser Melacha like a status of Cholam Oed Mamish across to the days of Tashlumin. But that's not the intent of the Torah. So that's why you have the other Braisa to tell me, no, v'kutzrechem. It's a regular Yom Chol. It's just that it has some aspect of Shavuos carries along with it, and that's only Tashlumin. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. These, I need multiple drashas for the same halach of Tashlumin. One, the first one tells me the basic, a hekesh. It compares Shavuos to Pesach to give me a week's worth of Tashlumin. But I need this other drasha, this other brisa across them of a kutzrachem to tell me that it's not going to carry any other aspect of Shavuos along with it. It's only going to be chol, but it'll have tashlumin. And then the reverse. And that's why Kamash will under Rebbe ben Yaakov. But why do I need the reverse? Either Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, so why isn't it sufficient to have the drasha across them of a kutzrachem to tell me there's tashlumin? Lo yadana kama. I won't know how long it lasts. I won't know the window, how long the window is. So Kamash Rolander Belizar Maraboshia. So that's why I need the first drasha to tell me that it lasts as long as Pesach lasts, namely 1 week. You would have gotten that from the other brisa of mitzvah lemin yomim, mitzvah lemin shavua, and Amar Torah mane yomim v'kadesh. And presumably it means mane also shavua v'kadesh. So you would have gotten that also from that drasha. Okay, I guess the question is only on this last drasha. Why does this last drasha have to exist? If you didn't hold of that first, the Rabbah Bar Shmuel drasha, that's okay. So that's what we got. I think Rabbah Bar Shmuel's drasha could kind of stand alone, but the other one, but the other pair of drashas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Oshia's, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's work together to give me the full package of Tashlumin for Shavuos.
That's right. Ask me if you did an excellent job.